A bridge to information, NFB Newsline celebrates its 20th year. Five photos appear on the page. Photo 1, the caption, Scott White using a telephone to access NFB Newsline. Photo 2, the caption, Pat Maurer using an NLS player. Photo 3, the caption, Amy Mason listening to NFB Newsline on her Victor Reader. Photo 4, the caption, Gabe Cazares uses NFB Newsline with a braille display. Photo 5, the caption, Anil Lewis listens to NFB Newsline on his iPhone using a Bluetooth earpiece. Back in the 1990s, the National Federation of the Blind decided to harness computer technology to bring newspapers to the blind. This represented a remarkable possibility, for most of us who were blind had all but given up hope of having access to a daily newspaper and had tried to content ourselves with whatever we could get from the radio. NFB Newsline made reading our local newspaper as easy as using a touch-tone telephone, but it didn't stop there. The telephone system is still a major staple of the NFB Newsline network, but now one can read newspapers, magazines, television listings, and blindness-related information using a player from the National Library Service, Daisy book readers from various third-party vendors, and even on one's iPhone. All of the flexibility that has been built into NFB Newsline is well documented and available from our Newsline team, and all that a blind person needs to do today is decide how much he wants to read, when he wants to read it, and on what device he wishes to do his reading. The rest is done by the dedicated and competent men and women whose pictures appear on these pages. Thank you, NFB Newsline, and thank you to the men and women who make it all look so easy.